silver from people who claim they make no money? Did you get stuck with a bunch of foreign coins that you can't pronounce? Do you have rare coins that nobody can possibly value, or worse yet, rare coins from a sunken ship? Do you find out they really did make money on you? Are you getting called constantly by telemarketers to buy more or trade every day? Then most likely, you've already lost a lot of money. Even if gold doubles or triples from here, you will still lose money. We can help. It's not too late to get your holdings into American products and still take advantage of major market moves. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592. No hassle, no hype, no bait and switch, and no complaints. After two decades of service, we're still here for you. Call 1-800-951-0592 or go to allamericangold.com and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. With us this morning is our good friend Lindsay Williams. And Lindsay, of course, had been a missionary working on the Alaska pipeline from 1974 to 1977. We had an opportunity to meet some of the people who run the world. And these people, of course, have moved up in the hierarchy of the internationalists since then. One of them, Ken Fromm, who was a major source of information for several years, has passed away, but Lindsay has another contact in the hierarchy who I have personally talked to and can verify that he is a real human being who actually does have information. He relays it to Lindsay, and Lindsay then relays it to us to give us some idea of what's going on. The America we have known it no longer exists. America has debts that can never be repaid. The whole idea of the people working behind the scenes is to destroy this country monetarily. Back in 1962, Cloward and Piven, that's Cloward and Piven, look it up on the internet, got together. They were a couple of hardline socialists, and they said, we're just going to encourage all of these wonderful government programs till the whole system goes bankrupt. And then, of course, we can impose our socialism. Of course, socialism is basically a fascist system by which a small elite creates equality among the people. That is widespread poverty and impoverishment. Lindsay, you go ahead and pick up this story because we're headed in that direction. Social Security and Medicare are insolvent and are going to fail, and nobody wants to face that. Nobody wants to talk about it. They're going to have dramatic changes and cutbacks. The standard of living of the American people is going to fall. The only question is there any way we can maintain some semblance of freedom during this coming nightmare? Go right ahead, Lindsay.
Well, Dr. Stan, thank you so much for allowing me to be with you today. I am just sitting here literally amazed at all the things that are taking place this election in just a matter of days away. And isn't it so surprising that here we've gone through October and we've not had an October surprise? We're coming up to the election and nobody's in a concentration camp yet. And it is so just unbelievable almost that we haven't had a financial collapse, which was being predicted by so many. And I am so thankful, Dr. Stan, that God, by his providence, allowed me years ago to have the privilege of knowing some of the people who actually behind closed doors plan things that are going on, so that I can be on a program like yours this morning and let people know what the real fact is of what is happening presently. And I remember back a month or two ago, I had the privilege of being on your show, and I said there's not going to be a financial collapse for the next 3 months. I've said here within the past week, well, isn't it amazing that my elite friend said we weren't going to have any big surprises in October? And, Dr. Stan, I'd like to bring people to the real reality this morning of some things that actually are happening, rather than trying to talk about so many things that just aren't taking place. Come down to the real reality. Now, if they have pencil and paper, they'll jot down a few notes this morning. But the first thing I think that is probably affecting the life and the dinner table of everybody more than anything is the most dastardly act that has ever been perpetrated on the American people in the history of this country, which took place on September the 13th of 2012, when the Federal Reserve Chairman, Mr. Ben Bernanke, made an astounding announcement. And he said that from that month on, which would be September, that the Federal Reserve was going to purchase $40 billion in mortgage-backed securities and treasuries each month, indefinitely, from that point on. Now, very few people really realized what was taking place. I was astounded. I just hardly could believe what I was hearing. And I thought, well, I'd best find out the real story of what's really happening. And I picked up the phone and called the individual that you just referred to a moment ago that is knows everything that goes on behind closed doors, at least almost everything that goes on. And I asked him, I said, this doesn't really sound right. $40 billion every month that the Federal Reserve is going to buy of mortgage-backed securities indefinitely. And he said, yes, Chaplain, that's what it is. I said, well, would you tell me the real story of what's going on? Well, first of all, let me describe, if I can, what the Federal Reserve is actually doing. They are buying mortgage-backed securities. What is a mortgage-backed security? A mortgage-backed security will take that expression and turn it around, and it is a security that is backed by a mortgage. I'll put it in simple terms, your house mortgage. If your house is mortgaged, the Federal Reserve plans to buy that mortgage from the lending institution that you borrowed the money from in order to purchase that piece of property. Now, it may not only be your house, but it may be the shopping center down the street, or it may be the small business that got a small business loan using real estate as a guarantee for the loan. Now, the Federal Reserve, if I could put it in very simple terms, bought your house mortgage last month. And they bought it. Well, that was my question. I asked him, I said, where is the Federal Reserve going to get $40 billion every month? I said, the economy is in shambles. The housing market, the bubble has burst. People out of work. The unemployment is so high in America. I said, we are in a recession, maybe a depression, whatever you'd like to call it. I said, where is the Federal Reserve going to get $40 billion? Now, keep in mind, some people label this as QE3. We had QE1 way back at the end of the administration of our past president, Mr. Bush, and then there was QE2. QE1 was only $70 billion, and supposedly it was to get the whole world's banking system out of a total collapse that was supposed to take place within a few days if the Federal Reserve didn't do it. Here is $40 billion every month, September, October, November, December, indefinitely. And I said to my elite friend, where is the Federal Reserve going to get $40 billion every month?
And can you hang on to that thought, Lindsay? We'll be back here in just a moment at the American Freedom Network.
On March the 3rd, 2005, KHNC 1360 AM was granted a license by the Federal Communications Commission to serve the public interest as a public trustee until April the 1st, 2013.
Our license will expire on April the 1st, 2013, and we must file an application for renewal with the FCC by December the 1st, 2012. When filed, a copy of this application will be available for public inspection during our regular business hours. It contains information concerning this station's performance during the last 8 years. Individuals who wish to advise the FCC of facts relating to our renewal application and to whether this station has operated in the public interest should file comments and petitions with the Commission by March the 1st, 2013. Further information concerning the FCC broadcast license renewal process is available at the studios of KHNC Radio, 2 South Parish, Johnstown, Colorado, or may be obtained from the FCC, Washington, D.C., 20554.
Mitt Romney was speaking for all Americans when he said this.
We don't have to settle for what we're going through. We don't have to settle for gasoline at $4. We don't have to settle for unemployment at a chronically high level. We don't have to settle for 47 million people on food stamps. We don't have to settle for 50% of kids coming out of college not able to get work. We don't have to settle for 23 million people struggling to find a good job.
Then, Mitt Romney spoke in words that gave us hope for a better future.
If I become president, I'll get America working again. I will get us on track to a balanced budget. I'll make sure we can reform Medicare and Social Security to preserve them for coming generations. I'll get our incomes up. And by the way, I've done these things. I served as governor and showed I could get them done.
We simply can't afford to settle for 4 more years of Barack Obama.
I'm Mitt Romney. I'm running for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Romney for President, Incorporated.
Well, Dr. Stan, this morning is William. We're talking about what's going on. Where is the Federal Reserve System going to come up with $40 billion a month to buy mortgage securities? Not only that, but remember, they're also buying up the Treasury bonds. Certainly our government is spending almost $100 billion a month, more than is taking in, about $80 billion, about a half a trillion dollars a year more, actually $1 trillion more every year than is taking in. So the Federal Reserve has to buy up the bonds that nobody else buys, and fewer people throughout the world want to buy our bonds because they know that America is bankrupt. We are a bankrupt nation, we're bankrupt financially, we're bankrupt morally, and that's the plan, ladies and gentlemen, and Congress is not going to do anything about it. They don't have the courage. They don't want to tell the people that Social Security and Medicare are not sustainable. They're going to have to be dramatically cut raise the age of retirement if there's going to be any hope that there'll be anything there at the national level. Nobody wants to tell the people the truth. That's our job. So where is the Federal Reserve going to get the $40 billion to buy up mortgage securities and strengthen the banks? Because basically the banks own and control the government and the Federal Reserve, which is a privately owned central bank. Who owns it? The banks own it. Are they going to be concerned about the public? No, they're concerned about the banks. And, of course, the banks are also dedicated to this globalist agenda. And then, of course, another $45 billion a month are going to have to come to buy up Treasury bonds, maybe even much more than that. We don't know. Lindsay, you pick up the story.
Well, Dr. Stan, maybe I should just give an item here that everyone out there in the listening audience, especially, you're going to be interested in a few days. I am so looking forward, Dr. Stan, to picking up the telephone after the election. I mean, within days, I plan to do this. I want to pick up the telephone and call my elite friend, and I have a question I'm going to ask him. I'm going to say, and you know his name, you know who he is, you talked to him once, and I'm going to say, what is it really that's going to happen for the next 4 years? And this will probably be one of the most astonishing answers I've ever had. I'm kind of looking forward to it. You know, in the past, I've sometimes mentioned that I hesitated ever calling Mr. Fromm when he was alive and that I hesitate asking certain questions. Well, I am really looking forward to giving people the honest answers of what they can expect after this election as far as what the elite plan to do. But there's one thing that is for sure. and that is what is actually happening right now. In the announcement of the Federal Reserve that they were going to purchase $40 billion in mortgage-backed securities every month. And so when I ask my elite friend, where are they going to get $40 billion every month, indefinitely, to purchase those mortgage-backed securities, he said immediately, without any hesitation whatsoever, he said, Chaplain, thin air. And I said, I was astonished. I mean, literally, I was almost speechless for a few moments. And I said, no backing, no gold, no silver, nothing whatsoever to back this with. The Federal Reserve, which is not even an agency of the federal government, is going to pull out of thin air $40 billion every month. And they did it during September. Now they're doing it during October. And I said, they're going to pull it out of thin air and purchase mortgage-backed securities? He said, yes, Chaplain, out of thin air. Now, they bought something tangible out of nothing. Your house, you work hard for it. You slave 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week, probably have two jobs, try to put clothes on the children's back and food on the table and gasoline in the gas tank and still pay that house mortgage. And you slaved and labored for that house, and yet the Federal Reserve bought from the people that you got that mortgage from. They bought your house out of thin air with nothing. So at this point, I was almost beside myself. And I said, wait a minute. I said, you mean now that the Fed is going to own that mortgage? Well, please, I hope you'll hear this very carefully. He made it plain, very well known without any question whatsoever. He said, the elite, I call them that, the Fed, whichever you'd like to call them, will own every piece of mortgaged real estate in America before this is all over. You know, you've often wondered, how will the New World Order be brought in? Well, this is a perfect example of it right here. The New World Order, the elite, the Fed, however you'd like to label them, right now, out of thin air, will own shopping centers, houses, every piece of mortgage real estate in America before they stop will be owned by them, and they bought it out of thin air for nothing. Well, at that point, I had a number of questions. My mind was just going a mile a minute, and I said to my elite friend, I said, okay, they have bought these mortgage-backed securities every month. I said, what are they going to do with them? Are they going to take these house mortgages? Now, let me try to explain just briefly before I give you the answer of what he said they were going to do with them. Remember the time that you went down to some lending institution? Maybe it was J.P. Morgan Chase, maybe it was Citibank, Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, Wells Fargo, Fannie, Freddie. But you went to one of these lending institutions and you said, I'd like to buy a house. May I borrow the money from you to buy it? And they said, yes, we'd be more than happy to give you a loan. Your credit is good. And we would like you to give us the house as collateral on the mortgage. Oh, you thought you owned the house. No, you don't. You do not own that house until you have made the final payment. And after that, they send you a warranty deed. Up until that time, you call it your house, but it really isn't. The lending institution holds that house as collateral on the loan that they gave you. Now, that is what the Fed is buying. The Federal Reserve is buying those mortgages from the lending institution that loans you that money. And I said, okay, once the Federal Reserve gets these mortgages, I said, what are they going to do with them? Are they just going to hold them in a lockbox somewhere, put them back in a cabinet? He said, no, Chaplain. He said, the Federal Reserve is going to take those $40 billion worth of house mortgages every month and going to invest them in the derivative market. Folks, did you catch this? He said it with no hesitation. In the derivative market, I want to use some words that he actually used. He said they're going to hedge the derivative market. Those of you who are in the financial world, you'll pick up on these expressions very quickly. He said, derivatives are written on interest rate vehicles. Well, those were technical words, but basically I'll put it in everyday common sense terms. Your house mortgage will be used like a one-armed bandit, Las Vegas-style gambling casino bet on the derivative market derivative market. Your house could be owned by someone in China or Japan or Russia. They're being sold by the Federal Reserve using a fractional reserve basis, whereby that $40 billion will be turned into $360 billion, or the Federal Reserve will have a profit of $1 trillion within 3 months off of every $40 billion that they pulled out of thin air of house mortgages. They have made a 90% profit off of your house mortgage that they purchased using nothing but thin air to purchase it. I was dumbfounded. I was beside myself. Folks, this is what's literally happening right now. This is not pie in the sky. This physically is happening, and yet there are no riots. No one is protesting. Congress has done nothing. We don't have a single congressperson up there with backbone enough to call the hand of the Federal Reserve on what they've done. I am so glad to hear that Mr. Romney has said he will replace the Federal Reserve chairman if he gets in. Folks, I want to tell you something right here. I'm saying this for one of the first times I've ever said it on any broadcast anywhere. I have been talking to my elite friend recently. I'm amazed how often I have received at least one email from him every day for the past 2 weeks. There are some very, very startling things happening out there in the world right now that the average American doesn't have the slightest idea about. I am so glad to hear American Freedom Network give the advertisement that they gave on the previous break just prior to this time that we're on right now, Dr. Stan, because I'm saying something. I hope it's not out of turn. I haven't been told not to say it. But if after this next election, if Mr. Obama is reelected, I trust he won't be, but if Mr. Obama is reelected, there is going to be all-out war between the elite and our president. Did you hear this? Not if Mr. Romney is elected. I have been told that there is going to be, you know, the elite do not want Mr. Obama back in office. I've been telling you this for the past 7 months, that the older elite have a real problem with Mr. Obama. And I feel so sorry for the general public. If Mr. Obama wins this next election, because there is going to be, from the emails that I've been receiving in the past few days, there is going to be an all-out fist fight between Mr. Obama and his rational ideas and the elite, because he has double-crossed them in so many ways, such as the Cross Canada Pipeline and the Dodd-Frank bill and production of American oil. And you remember how disoriented Mr. Obama came in after that first presidential debate on Wednesday, October the 3rd, when these things were mentioned. Folks, I know some things that I wish to goodness I could help you understand this morning. The Federal Reserve, they have done something that is so evil to the average person. So I asked my elite friend, I said, all right, that means now $40 billion out of thin air every month. They're going to buy those mortgage-backed securities. But I said, this means that the lending institutions are going to be receiving $40 billion every month from this point on. And I said, shouldn't this help the economy, the real estate market? Shouldn't this help bring us out of the recession or the depression, whichever you'd like to call it? And again, please, I hope you're catching this. He said, Chaplain, no, it is not going to get us out of the recession. I said, why not? He said, Chaplain, before Mr. Bernanke ever made that announcement on September the 13th that the Federal Reserve was going to do this, he said it had already been agreed behind closed doors. He said, privately, secretively, if you'd like to call it that, that these lending institutions will take that $40 billion every month and that they will invest it in treasuries. He said, Chaplain, it is not going to be invested in our economy, in the country, to help the small business. He said, they're going to turn around and buy treasuries with this $40 billion. billion dollars out of thin air, and they bought the roof over your head and the brick and the mortar that your house is made out of, and secretively they have agreed to turn around and buy T-bills from the Federal Reserve, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citibank, Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, Wells Fargo, and Fannie and Freddie, and they're going to turn around and buy treasuries instead of getting us out of the recession that we're in. Keep in mind, actually, what is happening here. Treasuries, you probably have recognized the word T-bills. The Federal Reserve has privately, secretively, behind closed doors, agreed that these lending institutions, they agreed to do it, to buy T-bills, which pays the interest on the national debt in order to keep the American dollar from collapsing before the elite are ready for it to collapse. I'm beginning to wonder, Dr. Stan, if after this election, when I call my elite friend and ask him what really is going to happen for the next 4 years, it is going to be so interesting to find out what his prognosis is as to how far down the line it will be before there is a financial collapse in America, or if they really plan to have one yet, or do they plan to create massive debt like they have been doing. As I told you a year ago, that my elite friend told me, no, Chaplain, there's not going to be a financial collapse of the dollar for the next 3 or 4 months. And I've been giving you this about every 3 months.
Hold the thought, Lindsay. We'll be back in a moment.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
He actually said it. Mitt Romney said 47% of Americans just don't matter.
So my job is not to worry about those people.
His job is not to worry about those people? So what does Mitt Romney's 47% view of America mean for Colorado? Does it mean don't worry about the 158,000 Colorado students who get Pell Grants?
So my job is not to worry about those people.
So don't worry about 693,000 Coloradans who rely on Medicare or Social Security.
So my job is not to worry about those people.
And don't worry about caring for the hundreds of thousands of Colorado veterans who've served our country. Mitt Romney said those citizens, meaning Colorado veterans, seniors, and middle-class families, call themselves victims. Victims? Colorado, we know we can do better.
I'm Barack Obama, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Obama for America.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Thank you.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is Pointing Lindsay Williams, and we're talking about the destruction of the financial system of America. This is not happening by accident, but by intent. And we have a caller, but I want Lindsay to get his information out. And if we want callers, well, I will ask for them. Right now, Lindsay, I want you to tell the listeners how they can get in touch with you and the material that you have. Go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, I promise I will tell you after the election when I call my elite friend, and I plan to within 1 or 2 days after the election, and I'm going to call and ask, what are the plans of the elite for the next 4 years in light of what has happened? I don't know what's going to happen in this election, but whatever happens, I promise you, I will let you know what my elite friend says that you can expect on behalf of the elite. I can't tell you what you can expect on behalf of the president, because that's yet to be seen, but I can guarantee you I will be willing to tell you what they tell me will happen. And for now, I'd like to help you understand The Secrets of the Elite. That's our latest DVD presentation, 3.5 hours long. I beg of you, for the sake of your dinner table, you need to understand the mindset of these people, what they plan to do in the financial world, and what's going to happen. 3.5 hours of professionally produced DVD. It's a mini college education on what the elite are doing, what their plans are, what they plan to do as far as the financial world is concerned. And our toll-free number is 888-799-6111. Or you can go on the web, if you wish, after the program, to prophecyclub.com, prophecyclub.com, or toll-free 1-888-799-6111. My elite friend said to me a while back, he said, Chaplain, I'd like to suggest to you what you need to do in order to spare your household in light of the things that are planned from this point on. I put all of those into a 3.5 hour DVD, and that's Secrets of the Elite. Now, Dr. Stan, let me go back just very briefly to complete what the Federal Reserve did back on September the 13th, and then I want to give you some facts and figures of the statement that you've heard me make so many times. By the end of 2012, the dollar will be dead. And I need to clarify exactly what is physically happening at this point, so that you will see why this literally is taking place just as they told me back about 1.5, 2 years ago. But back to the Federal Reserve. Keep in mind what happened on that date, September the 13th of 2012, when the Federal Reserve, Mr. Bernanke, made that statement. Instantaneously after Mr. Bernanke's statement, gold went up $49. Now, go back and look this up as facts, and you'll see that was 3%. Silver went up $3.09%. Gas went up 15 cents at the gas pump instantaneously. That's 4%. But let me point out something. What's going to happen every month, as my elite friend has told me, every month you're going to see this identical same trend. Now, I'll use gasoline as an example. Gasoline is 4 quarts to the gallon. Gasoline did not go up 15 cents. Oh, I thought you said, Chaplain, just a moment ago, that gasoline went up 15 cents or 4% immediately after Mr. Bernanke's announcement. That's correct. But now you're telling me gasoline did not go up 15 cents? Listen, gasoline is 4 quarts to the gallon. The gasoline did not change in any manner whatsoever. It was the currency that you went to the gas pump to purchase the gasoline with that diminished in its purchasing power by 4%. Instantaneously upon Mr. Bernanke's announcement that they were going to pull $40 billion out of thin air and throw it into the economy, and it devalued the dollar that moment at the gas pump by 4%. Folks, this is what is planned by the New World Order, the elite, the Federal Reserve, whichever you'd like to call them. It's planned for every month. You will see a devaluation of the currency in proportion to the $40 billion that the Federal Reserve is pulling out of thin air. How long can this continue before it'll get to the point that you cannot afford to put gasoline in the gas tank and food on the back of your family, and table, food on the table, I should say, and clothes on the back of your family, and at the same time still make the house mortgage payment. After a while, it'll get to the place that you have to make a decision between what you're going to do, and the one thing that you'll let lapse will be the mortgage payment, and at that point, who steps in and says, wait a minute, you've missed a month, you've missed 2 months, you've missed 3 months in making your mortgage payment, we're going to repossess, and who gets that house, and they pay for it out of thin air? The Federal Reserve, the elite, the New World Order. This is what it's all about. They want to devalue the currency to the point that you will lose that house because you can't make the mortgage. And then they'll turn around and rent it back to you for you and your children for the rest of your life. This is what the New World Order is about. I've tried to say for 35 years since I lived with these people for 3 years, the name of the game is control. They are not destroying America. They are taking over America. Well, enough of what the Federal Reserve did. I need to very quickly, if I can, show you what is actually physically happening to the dollar right now that maybe you're aware of or maybe you aren't, and I hope you've picked up on these. For as long as you and I have known, and Dr. Stan, you and I are pretty close to the same age, neither one of us are young people, and this, well, yes, we are. We're still out here plugging away. But as long as you and I have known, the dollar is the reserve currency of the world. And the dollar has also been the petrodollar, as long as anybody could remember, as long as petroleum products have run our modern-day world and society. Now it's changing. It's changing very rapidly. And as a result, I want to show you what they say that 6 to 8 months down the line is going to happen in relation to the American dollar. I'm trying my best to help you see it in advance so that you can take precautions right now. I want to list very quickly what has just happened and give you some dates. In February of this year, the largest trade agreement that has ever been made in the history of the world was made between China and Japan, second and third largest economies in the world, and they said, we're going to buy and sell and trade amongst ourselves, and we will not use the American dollar for the sale and trade of goods between our two countries. Go to Walmart or Target and find any product there. Nearly every one of them are marked made in China, made in Japan. Well, when China and Japan trade amongst themselves and not use the American dollar, how many billions of American dollars now are floating around, unused, unwanted? Are you beginning to see what's happening? Let me go to another item. This was on September the 7th of 2012. China and Russia signed a trade agreement. And they said, we're going to sell and trade amongst ourselves and not use the American dollar. I'm going to give you the others very quickly. China and Brazil made a similar agreement just recently. BBC carried an article on this. And then China and Australia have just recently made an agreement that they'll sell and trade amongst themselves, but they will not use the American dollar. Every one of these and the others I'm just about to list have taken place during the year of 2012, since January the 1st.
Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment. Lindsay Williams, right here at the American.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroofconstruction.com.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The Federal Communications Act of 1934, Equal Time Rule, subsection 315A, stipulates and specifies that U.S. radio and television broadcast stations must provide an equivalent opportunity to any opposing political candidate who requests it. This means, for example, that if a station gives 1 minute to a candidate on prime time, it must do the same for another candidate. Provision B requires that broadcasters offer the time to candidates at the same rate as their most favored advertisers.
If the IRS has turned your life upside down, Ameristar Tax Centers has a free, no-obligation consultation just for you. With proven experience, our former IRS agents are licensed to contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help. So call for free information now.
800-519-6297. 800-519-6297. 800-519-6297.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Lindsay Williams, and we're talking about the coming financial collapse of our nation. Doesn't mean the dollar is not going to exist. It just means it's going to lose a great deal of its purchasing power. And, of course, with that, your life savings and everything you've worked so hard for. And it's all part of a plan, ladies and gentlemen, to impoverish the American people, put forward by the people who work within the shadows, worship a different God. Go right ahead, Lindsay.
Since January the 1st of 2012, all of these trade agreements have been made. It's never happened before. The dollar was always the reserve currency of the world. You could take the dollar, go any place on this earth, and they welcomed it. It's not that way anymore. Since January the 1st of this year, I've listed so far, I think, four or five trade agreements that have happened. I want to list the others very quickly so you can see what is happening to the dollar. Keep in mind what I announced a year and a half ago when my elite friend told me. He said by the end of 2012, the dollar will be dead. He did not say non-existent. He said dead. And watch exactly what's happening. Okay, let me list the others very quickly. India and Japan just signed a large swap deal agreement. Reuters carried a news article about it. And then there was another trade agreement on April the 27th between India and China in which they're buying oil from Iran, and they said we will not use the American dollar. This is the petrodollar. It's never happened before in the history of the use of petroleum in our modern-day world. This has never taken place before, but it has since January the 1st. Let me list the others. Iran and Russia, Bloomberg had an article on this, and said that they now are going to buy and sell amongst themselves products and will not use the American dollar for that sale and trade. China and Chile, yes, of all places, signed this trade agreement just within the past few weeks and said, we are not going to use the American dollar in the sale and trade of products. The next, is this grabbing you as to what has happened within the past few months to the American dollar? I'll give you the others. I know I haven't listed them all yet. And this has taken place since January the 1st of this year. Okay, the next one. China and the United Arab Emirates, of all places. CNN carried an article on this. China and the United Arab Emirates said, we're going to sell and trade products amongst ourselves and not going to use the American dollar. This next one is getting so much attention now. China and Africa. I'm going to give you the name of the bank. Go and look up for yourself what is happening. You'll see some articles on it. Africa's largest bank, the Standard Bank, has just made a statement within the past few days that it will handle currencies for any country in Africa that wishes to trade with China, and they will use the Chinese currency, and they will not use the American dollar for the sale and trade of those products. Are you adding up the trillions of dollars so far that are no longer needed or used in the world because of these trade agreements that are going on? Let me list the next one. This one you'll recognize. You commonly call it BRICS. Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa on April the 5th of 2012. Signed a trade agreement, and these are some of the largest economies out there You need to understand how big this is. These economies represent, 43% of the world's population, 18% of the world's GDP, 53% of the world's global financial capital, and they have said we're going to trade amongst ourselves and we will not use the American dollar. I've got two more very quickly here because we're giving out of time. China and Germany on September the 7th of 2012, the largest economy in Europe with the euro, has said we are going to sell and trade products amongst ourselves and we will not use the American dollar for this. And the final one, September the 6th, just days ago, September the 6th of 2012, China officially announced that any country in the world that wishes to sell crude oil using its currency, the Chinese currency, instead of the U.S. dollar, can do so now because China has set up the banking system necessary to transfer the funds all over the world, not using SWIFT, which, of course, you recognize is the Society of Worldwide Financial Telecommunications, and China has set up their own network now whereby the nations of the world can buy and sell oil, crude oil, the petrodollar, and not use the American dollar. What am I trying to say here? I'm trying to point out, folks, the American dollar has already died, and the only people that don't know it are the Americans. Oh, but you say, Chaplain, I can still go down to the grocery store and buy groceries. Yes, you can. But you know how long it's going to take before all of these agreements that have been signed within less than 12 months come home to haunt the American dollar? That's right. Those dollars right now are out there unwanted, unused, floating around, and they are coming home. I'm so glad I was brought up on a farm as a boy and used the expression, the chickens are coming home to roost. Because the chickens are coming home to roost for the American dollar, and it will take somewhere in the neighborhood of 6 to 8 months before those dollars are returned back, unwanted, unused, and the other currencies of the world will be handled and used for the sale and trade of products amongst all of these nations and people right now. You still have a dollar that's worth something. It's not going to be worth nothing. But the value of this currency, which you and I have known as the Federal Reserve note, the greenback, the American dollar, is going to depreciate so rapidly from this point on because the nations of the world are scared to death of our economy. They're afraid to use the American dollar. They're not showing up at the Federal Reserve auctions to buy the T-bills. And as a result, America is going to see something that they have never seen happen before in the history of this nation. The American dollar is going to be returned back to us, unused and unwanted by all of these countries who have signed trade agreements that they're not going to use it anymore. And when it does, you are going to feel the catastrophic effect that, like the American people, have never known before. Of our American dollar being unwanted, unused. Folks, please, I beg of you, make preparation right now for the day when this dollar comes back home to the Federal Reserve and unused and unwanted.
Thank you so much, Lindsay. We'll talk to you again real soon. And finally, important people understand that the plan to destroy America. Be right back this moment at the American Freedom Network.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom for the Patriot Trading Group and AllAmericanGold.com. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of the listeners who've supported us throughout the years and helped keep the radio stations going. I've had the chance to meet many of you face-to-face and enjoyed every minute of it. For two decades, I've worked hard to keep our service fast and our prices low, and will strive to keep going for another two. Patriot Trading Group and AllAmericanGold.com have no commission salespeople, no free reports, and no complaints. Nobody here will call you when you sit down for dinner. There really is a difference. Call 1-800-951-0592 and find out for yourself. We look forward to serving you with years of experience. We know what we are doing and will make recommendations based on your personal situation. Call 1-800-951-0592 and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and certainly I hope you enjoyed the programs with Lindsay. You must understand, ladies and gentlemen, there is an organized effort to destroy the economy and the currency of this nation, as America then will begin to fade from prominence, and of course other nations will begin to take over leadership of the world. This is what's intended. We have a couple of talks, gave them a number of years ago, one's the financial tsunami, the other is the financial Armageddon. Their syllabus is with this. You need to get it to understand what they intend to do with this nation. They intend to impoverish our people, to lower the living standards of the average American. And, of course, to put this into perspective, you have to read the Earth Charter, point number 10A, equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations, written by the people who run the world. Of course, this is the new Ten Commandments for the world. It's kept in the Ark of Hope. It was written by Mikhail Gorbachev, Maurice Strong, and Stephen Rockefeller, and recognized by leaders throughout the world, the plan. And how do you get equitable distribution of wealth between nations? Why, you lower the living standards here, ladies and gentlemen. As we raise the living standards in China, as we raise the living standards in India, as we raise the living standards in Malaysia and Russia, and we impoverish the American people, they know what they're doing. You need to get my talk, Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. It comes with an excellent syllabus. It gives you all the original documentation for this. You need to get the book, Sustainable America. It's published by our government that tells you the plan, how they're going to cut back on energy use in America. So that means you're going to use less electricity, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, industry will leave America because power, electricity will certainly be not available. And then, of course, you're going to lose the value of your life savings. They know what they're doing. They don't want you to know. Agenda 21, The Covert Plan, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, my talks on financial tsunami and financial Armageddon, available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. And, of course, if you're in a position to help financially, because, as you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio a day, we have to buy time on networks and shortwave and the Internet and all sorts of means of getting the information out. But we are getting it out, and people are beginning to wake up all across America. And if you'd like to be part of the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com, where you can hear our programs 24 hours a day. You can sit and watch our DVDs. You can read our newsletters. You can understand or come to understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle, because there are powerful spiritual forces which hate America. And they are in total control in Washington, D.C. today. Ladies and gentlemen, Barack Obama increased the national debt $5.1 trillion in 4 years. It took us 200 years to get $1 trillion in debt, and Obama did this, $5.1 trillion in 4 years. How did he do it? Very simply. He is part of an organized effort to destroy this nation. The enemy is not in China or in Russia. The enemy is here, with people who hate America because we were once a Christian nation. Until tomorrow at the same time, Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder,